Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 11th. Today's word is otiose, also pronounced otiose and spelled O-T-I-O-S-E. Otiose is an adjective that means producing no useful result, futile. It can also mean being at leisure, idle, or it can mean lacking use or effect, functionless. Here's the word used in a sentence from the National Review by Michael Novak. Ever since I was 7 years old, I have been collecting books and articles on the Great Flood, hoping to write the full account myself. David McCullough's The Johnstown Flood from 1968 was so brilliant that it rendered my own ambition otiose. The word otiose was first used in English in the late 18th century to describe things producing no useful result. By the mid-19th century, it was being used in keeping with its Latin source otiosus, meaning at leisure. There is also the noun form otiosity, which predates otiose by approximately 3 centuries. That noun is rarely found in writing today, but it makes an appearance on the occasional spelling bee word list. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.